You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh, it's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's league match at Boston United from Saturday afternoon.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be hearing how FC United got on in their crucial Saturday League encounter against Boston United. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with walking football news, and the club are inviting anybody interested in taking part in the club's walking football session every Wednesday on the Broadhurst 3G between 7 and 8pm. All genders and ages are welcome, so if you want to improve your fitness in a relaxed, friendly atmosphere, please contact tom.conroy@fc-utd.net or please contact the office on 0161 769 2005. Elsewhere, and the FC United youth team got back to winning ways in the week following an excellent 4-1 win over Maltby Main, with two goals coming from Max Lewins, with Samuel Iwegbu and Elliot Jorge Simotas Eneo also getting on the score sheet. And finally, just a reminder that FC United will be hosting the club's fourth gala dinner on Friday the 18th of May at the Midland Hotel in Manchester in support of the club's development fund. Guest speakers will be Manchester United legends Brian Claire and David May, with the event to be compared by Smug Roberts and Terry Christian. Book soon to avoid missing out. Prices for a table of 10 people are £1,250, with individual tickets available at £140. Tickets can be bought via the FCUM shop or by contacting Ruth Slater at ruth.slater@fc-utd.net or by telephone on 0161 769 2005. To the weekend's action now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travelled to Lincolnshire in wintry conditions to take on Boston United. It's now time to hand over to our very cold FC Live team with all the action from Saturday afternoon at York Street.
So, hello everybody and welcome to York Street, and it's now time for team news. Team news. Right, is that good, eh?
Yeah, there isn't any. There's no team news. Well, crack on.
To be
keep
fair,
on, please, now, please,
we've got the team news, and I'm a bit surprised. Are you surprised?
No.
No? So Tom Greaves has gone with experience over youth and exuberance this afternoon. Starting, we've got Craig Linfield, we've got Conor McArthur, we've got Steve Irwin, we've got Danny Rackey, we've got Scotty Kay, we've got Matty Hughes, Kieran Glynn, Garner, Crawford, Fagbol and King are on the substitute bench. But aren't you surprised with the team selection?
I'm not surprised because I think he's going to try it with the experience, and he's got the youth and exuberance to come on. And I don't think you can take anything out of last week's game in order to put part people on the bench because of their performances. It was an all-round woeful performance. And there's a couple of omissions that I'm surprised with, but at the same token, I'm not surprised with. I think they're just trying anything at this moment in time to just try and get a result. What we need to see from the likes of Scott Kay this afternoon, who is the skipper, and especially the skipper, is a performance of a skipper, dragging the team forward, making them work hard, and resolute in the middle of the park. We also need exactly the same thing from Conor McArthur. He's underwhelmed on occasion, but never overwhelmed. Today's his chance to really overwhelm and put in a performance that warrants his contract and warrants his starting place. I'm not 100% sure the amount of goals he scored. It's about 6 or 7 this season, and that from a centre forward perspective is woeful. And he's got to prove today that the conditions as well will help to a certain degree, one would hope, for and against both teams. But he's got to put a shift in, as has Craig Linfield. And it's Craig Linfield.
Hello.
Craig Linfield is a player that, again, has to show that experience and quality this afternoon while he's on the pitch. We know he's got quality. If he's out playing out wide, he's going to get the ball out wide, and he's got to whip the ball in exactly when he needs to.
Ryan Starr says, I don't think that's our best team, to be honest, but I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I don't think it's our best team either, and I would like to be proven wrong completely. But as I say, I think I've already spoken about it at length. I think the lack of experience in the management team, and also the fact that you've got a finite resource in players, really makes it difficult. And you know, you need your players that are senior to come out and do a job. They have to do a job today. If they don't do a job today, then I think personally they've got to take a look at themselves, because they have the experience at FC. I mean, certainly in fairness to in fairness to Conor McCarthy, he doesn't. But the other players on the pitch, the onus is today, experience, and we can do it with the experience.
I think, don't we have to put this in with, it's a half chance this game, isn't it? Away
no,
at
is it? Why's, no, it's not.
I'm just thinking of the bankers, that's
no,
all.
No,
before we jump to the lineup.
No bankers.
If you think of the 21 away games as a bonus.
Yes, exactly, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, we haven't won away from home yet.
Forget that, it doesn't make any difference, does it?
I was a lot younger when we won away, the last time we won away in the league.
Did you have a third then?
Listen, the one thing that Boston don't have is that the big...
Keg
big
was commentating.
Well, talking of Keg, the big centre half, he's not playing today. Is he?
Greg Smith,
a big lad, lovely fella as well. Greg Smith, as a team, the players do come out there, and already there's. I'm shaking my head because as an FC player with gloves on and a short sleeve shirt.
To be fair, he's the goalkeeper, Swampe. For God's sake, let him wear gloves.
Let me give you the teams very quickly. It's Lloyd Allison in goal, Joel Seeley number 2, Luke Hyer number 3. Although, Ben, you'd normally say something before that, don't you?
It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon. It's FC Live, brought to you by Constructing.
Get on with it. Anyway, thanks, Ben.
It's Boston United against FC United.
And we've kicked off, haven't we?
Stato Paul.
1-0.
And Swampe.
Don't say 1-0.
That's going to work so well in the podcast when they hand over for them goals.
The ball down this near touchline, easily dealt with by the home team, and they can try and clear the lines, and they do. It's held up really well there by Jake Beasley, the ball over the top. FC's goalkeeper thinks about coming through, the number 9's on the end of it. He's got Sam Baird. It'll be 1-0, and it was so simple. And FC United, well, gaping holes at the back. It was a simple ball over the top, and FC United, well, 3 minutes gone, Paul, not the start that they wanted. The ball on this near touchline, not held up well enough by Craig Linfield initially. The ball came out, Kay couldn't do anything, the ball chipped over, and Sam Baird against one player couldn't do anything. He's gone past him and scored. Very poor again.
As a collective, I'd describe the defending there as lightweight.
So the ball whipped in towards the back post, FC need to deal with it. Again, a free header, cleared half by Kay. Second ball though picked up by the number 4 from the home team. It's a decent and awkward ball into the penalty area. It's palmed away well by FC United and Manchester's Allanson. And the second ball comes in. Oh, and it's deflected off two people. And it's into the back of the net.
Well, that was a cruel deflection, I have to say.
Well, Jamie Maguire there. He shot speculatively from what? 30 yards out. It hits two players on the way. And FC's goalkeeper, well, he slips in the sand. And... Raki and Irwin not happy with that. Don't know what they saw that FC didn't see.
When things are going wrong for you, they really do go wrong.
Up goes FC United and Manchester Bears, an offside decision. That's a red card. The number 9 there, the assistant referee has to see that, because the number 9, after he actually took a swung at Kay, he then kicked him.
Well, it just depends what the assistant sees, because I don't think the referee saw it.
Well, the assistant has to have seen that, surely. It's a red card.
The referee needs to bring in his assistant here.
There is no question about that. That is a red card. And the referee, his assistant was right in line with it. It was a swing and then a kick.
And it was his side of the pitch. So there is no doubt whatsoever. he's going to be a very lucky man here if he gets away with it.
He's not even going to get a booking, I don't think.
I think he's lecturing the two of
them.
That's
poor refereeing. He's not even spoke to the assistant.
The ball comes across, needs to be dealt with. It's dreadfully defended by FC United matches, but luckily there was no one there from the home team to capitalise upon it. And but they have the ball back, and again, this is the problem. FC United, just once they're in this defensive position, they can't and won't and don't defend well. Here's another opportunity now. They're looking for a penalty,
that's a
and
dive.
It is a penalty. And the referee says that's the point that Jake Beasley, the man, throwing himself down very easily. The referee having none of it, and. Well, Ben says it's a dive. There's no card there for anyone.
It was a very, very fantastical belly flop dive, but it was a dive.
Well, the only thing is, the snow is blowing in the players' eyes. Ashley Hemmings will tell you this to make it 3-0 on 29 minutes.
Hemmings, their leading scorer with 12.
Yes, Hemmings steps up.
Send the goal the wrong way.
Well, you can hear by the cheers around us, that's 3-0. And here comes FC United of Manchester now with Linfield. Linfield chips the ball towards the back post. Can it find a red head? Well, it'll find the feet of Jamal. Can he get to the banner? Plays a nice ball inside to Irwin. Irwin's first ball. It's an opportunity. This should be a goal from FC. A good touch and turn there from Linfield. And while they're celebrating, well, it's one of
subdued.
Those where we get one back, and there was a good ball in it from Jamal. Great control from Linfield. He controlled it, turned in the same movement, and buried it into the bottom of the goal. And it's 3-1 to 3-1.
Yeah,
6 minutes gone.
Good bit of quality from Linfield inside the box.
Seeney plays it up to the feet of Greaves. Greaves plays it back to Jamal, who put a decent ball in for the goal. And this time, it's awkward for the goalkeeper, is it? No, it's very, very simple. And it remains 3-1.
I was actually about to launch a crowdfunding campaign for Jamie Maguire the way he went down. It was looked awkward. He's all right, though. He's on his feet, thankfully.
Senior. Looks for some support. Finds it in Irwin. Irwin's ball tries to split two players, and it's a great ball. And here's Jamal into the penalty. He needs to split it across. Here's an opportunity to make it 3-2. It should be 3-2. It's not quite yet.
It is now.
It's there. Jeff King.
Kingy with a goal. It was the pace of Jamal. Well, there's a commentating curse. I just don't think he's probably up to it at this standard. And his pace, the ball though, from FC United of Manchester's Steve Irwin was tremendous. He put a ball wide right hand side and he split the defence. And the pace of Jamal did everything. We did as much as we could to try and not score. As the ball came across, we thought maybe Linfield was just going to put
it away. And instead, he squared it. And Jeff King then didn't make a great connection, but it still just eluded the keeper.
Well, they have a free kick, Boston. Can they kill the game here? 28 minutes gone. A very soft yellow card. The referee just playing to Thompson. And it's whipped in. It's a decent ball towards the back post. Oh.
Well, that was a... Could you say that was a bit of fortune? It certainly flew in and clipped the back post and went in directly from the wide delivery.
He certainly didn't mean it, did he?
No.
Halfway line. Ball flicked forward. Cleared. Throw into FC. Jamal, 2 minutes a quarter of him have helped FC United to get at least goals that haven't come in five games. The ball flicked forward now. Can Greaves get the end of it? No. But Hyams in the area, left hand side, needs to chip the ball in. It's not a bad ball there towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Who's gambling? That's a goal! And it's FC United and Manchester's other Liverpudlian, Mr. Garner. And a lovely header as well, 4-3. Well, I said there was something, possibly, to make us.
Was it all in the delivery?
This time, well, it was a good header. He was going back on goal and he's heading it across. Goalkeeper couldn't do anything. And King, well, he did well there and he chipped the ball in. And it's 4-3 with 3 minutes to go. Well, what can do here? FC United Manchester can get something out of nothing. It would be absolutely wonderful if they can. This free kick is into the fourth minute, the first minute of the four. And a decent ball required in. That's not a bad ball, goes across everybody. Who's end up with it? Ends up with Irwin on the edge of the area, trying to make room for himself. Plays it to, chips it in towards the back post. And keep a thought about coming for it. They can't play the lines at the moment. It's back with Linfield. Linfield, two players around him. Don't lose it there. Plays a nice ball to King.
Oh,
King's
nice.
Ball flicked through to the feet of King now. King to the byline. Make use of it. Ball comes across. Keeper saves it with his knees. It's a corner ball to FC United of Manchester. I'm doing a Hyam a disservice there. It was Hyam played a lovely ball into King. And King now with this corner ball. I thought perhaps he'd taken it a little bit too far there, but here's an opportunity. Well, up goes FC United's goalkeeper. Allenson's in there. That's an opportunity. Goal! I don't care who it came off, in fairness.
Like,
I don't care. I think it might have been Linfield. And FC United and Manchester, well, the fans, some of the supporters celebrate. I'm not surprised, to be honest. And FC United and Manchester find themselves 4-4 here at Boston. It is 4-0, isn't it?
Yes.
See, we said that, didn't we?
You've got talking points after the game.
At last.
4-all. From a side that been unable to score.
Well, and defend.
Well, we still can't defend. We haven't cracked that one yet.
And that will be the end of the game. 4-apiece. Linfield pumped up there. And, well, a game where FC United at 3-0 down were absolutely dead and buried. He's a player, mate. He's a player. There's a steward trying to come and take one of the FC players and get hold of him.
Well, what a remarkable finish to a remarkable game.
Very much so. A game, really, where, if the truth be known, FC United were absolutely woeful for large parts of it. But as Paul quite rightly said, Boston are not a good team either. And when you're 3-1 up at half-time, and then it's 3-1, 3-2, 4-2, 4-3, 4-all. Well, there's a bit of determination and gusto in the FC United play. The substitutions did work, in fairness, Paul, this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides to that, isn't there? I mean, I'm sure the manager will look back at his starting 11 now and say it certainly wasn't right. But the substitutions were made. I mean, I felt that Boston were flattered massively by a 3-0 advantage at half-time. And as the second half unfolded, we have to say that FC did improve in that second half. You could argue that it was impossible not to improve, but the improvement was definitely there. And we actually showed when we got the first goal back, Boston wilted. And the uncertainty spread to their ranks. And from then on, FC went forward and actually threatened, didn't we?
They did indeed, and you know, the point is a deserved one.
But you look back on that game, and now you look at it and say it could have been much better, couldn't it?
It could have been a huge. I mean, there's a lot of pluses you can take. Well, the pluses are we've got a result. The pluses are we've come back.
We go
from
back
4-2.
We go back to that cruel double deflected goal, the soft penalty.
You know, free kick that goes straight in.
Yeah, the free kick that goes straight in from the touchline.
The goal.
Things you can't legislate for.
The goals were disappointing, but the manner of FC's performance for large parts of the game was very disappointing. And it's one of those games where, when we talk to Tom, he's going to be obviously buzzing and very, very happy with the result because they've got something out of nothing. It's for another day to probably just sit down and talk to him about the poor quality on show for large parts of that game, but at the same time, wow, you know, we've got something out of nothing, and that's all we've said we wanted to do this season. We need to get a point here to maybe this and the game on Tuesday were the determining factors of the season, and we've shown the fighting spirit this afternoon, and for that reason and that reason alone, we've got something out of the game. Because I say for large parts of it we were second best, we were poor, and in all fairness it's a point that we are so happy about, because you know, we were laughing and joking, weren't we? We didn't see that coming. No one saw that coming. I don't think Tom can say he saw it coming. And you know,
I think it's a great reward for the people who've come here in the freezing cold, a long distance journey, and they've actually gone home with something to talk about that isn't all doom and gloom.
Well,
we've rescued a point from
nothing. Of their supporters are not very happy towards the tunnel. Tom Greaves is the man there aiming there.
Well,
their spleen at. But I think,
you know, like we said last weekend about the manner of the defeat.
I always find it interesting if supporters want to cause mither, which they actually start to do now. The shoes are having to push back their own supporters away from the tunnel. But you see, if I was inclined to do anything, a bit of wood wouldn't stop me from, you know, doing something. But it's amazing what a little barrier can do. Oh, can't go past there. Ooh, as Paul leaves us and goes into the Boston air.
Bye, Paul.
Thank
you, Paul.
You won't believe his real, you know, cheers, Paul. That was it.
Cheers, Paul.
That's it. Nothing else.
What do you want me to say?
Well done, Paul.
Good effort, Paul. The manner of the defeat last week was a big, big thing, wasn't it, going into this game. We have to take that second half here and kick on, because, you know, it works the other way, doesn't it? It's the manner of the draw that's important after this.
We just got a point out of nothing. We were dreadful for the first half. We were poor in large parts of the second half. Boston were woeful in the final third, defending in the last 20 minutes, and we got something out of it. We've been looking for something, anything, and we've got it. I've got to say, I thought Thompson for them was absolutely outstanding. If there's any Olympic swimmers, any Olympic divers,
looking for someone, I was going to say, get him.
He was wonderful.
He was a poor gymnast, because if you're going to do those kind of somersaults, you at least expect him to land on his feet. There was none of that. It was, seriously though, how can you play like that? Because he's a good footballer.
He's a good player.
But he spent most of his time just on his face. It was amazing.
Well, he might be taking vegetarian to a new level, and he's a complete herbivore, and all he eats is grass. I don't know. Everyone's listened to the commentary. That has listened to the commentary will know that we were very critical. We were very, very poor for large.
It was worse. We weren't critical at halftime. We were dismissive. I think we'd adopted a comical tone more than anything, because, you know, we've got to keep our listeners entertained one way or another. It was a poor performance that first half. There's no getting away from it.
It was a poor performance for 90 minutes. But what we've done is we've scored four goals, and the goals weren't bad. And to come back and have that belief is good. We were playing against what turns out to be a poor Boston team who really should have put us to the sword. They should have scored another three in the second half, but didn't quite achieve that. A couple of good saves from Allenson and some poor finishing. But you get what you deserve in football. And for me, when you've got a referee that's completely got it wrong in the first half, where Thompson, the number nine, should be sent off for a punch the back of the head of FC United's
in front of the linesman,
and then kicked him, and not even a yellow card. It was a niggly game. The referee was very poor, I thought, all the way through the game, and it's one of those games where, you know, at half time we resigned to getting beat and not having any fight or come back, because the way I'm starting to shiver now, I'm not even cold.
I'm freezing.
I think what we had, we didn't have any good. There was no shape. We changed it second half, and I think we should conclude this in the flipping
in the bus.
It's I don't know. It was quite
adrenaline. Warm. Adrenaline. You
see. That's what it is. It's kicking in. We'll just do.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
The Swampy and Ben dance. Swampy and Ben dance.
Gerald, another great comeback. Gainer getting
another. What do you mean, another great comeback? When was the last time we had a great comeback? But I understand the sentiments. Yeah, it was.
David, 3 points on the Tuesday is a must now. What a fight back. Hello, gents. Any chance where you can stop giving teams a head start? Chris,
no,
fair
that,
play.
That
let's build on that now. Alan Hargrave, nice back garden you've got today, Alan, by the way. Will make the fact you'll have to dig your way over the M62 to get home not feel as bad now. Yeah. We're prepared for this, haven't we? You've done a vegan picnic for us both.
No. Ben. I'm prepared if you're prepared to try.
Yeah. Jonathan Kendall, amazing guys. Well done commentating through that freezing cold. And David says, second night, keeping us informed.
I'm not sure whether the freezing cold was worse than the game, to be honest, in large parts.
Let's talk about the substitutions, because they seem to help FC United. Someone, I can't remember, I think it was We're All Immigrants on Twitter said, I remember that meeting on Oldham Road back in 2005 when we said 4-4-2 was the United way. You suggested that, you know, we should have gone into this game 4-4-2 after the Harrogate match because of the way we defended. And, you know, at half-time, Jack and Tom made the call, went back to 4-4-2, and it did help.
Their poor defending helped. We We got lucky. To be honest,
do you want to say you got lucky? Is that what you want to say?
We didn't. Whether we got lucky, I'm not quite sure. I mean, you've scored four goals. I thought when they brought on Jamal, and halfway through him coming on, after about 5 minutes coming on, the reason why I said I'm not sure whether he's ready, because he kept giving the ball away. It's his defensive duties. He's trying to do things too quickly and too impatiently. But what he did do well, when he got the ball out wide and he put the ball in for the first goal to make it 3-1, and then, you know, he attacked with the ball. For me, he should set out wide a little bit more than he did, and give some more support to Seedy. But it helped Seedy in the second half. See, I'm not even cold now, and I'm shivering on your behalf. You're freezing, aren't you?
Yeah.
You won't. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a bit cold.
It's that substitution's worked. King coming on, that's worked.
And Garner
with a header, and a great header, and the equalising goal. I mean, to be honest, before that goal went in, I don't even think Alisson actually got himself right into the penalty area, but then he just threw himself into the melee.
Anyway,
Linfield's had his detractors, hasn't he?
A lot of people. A lot of people would have done the same face that we did when we saw the team sheet. We were like, oh, that's a bit odd. But something drastic did need to happen because of the Harrogate performance. There's some young players in this squad, and that was a good kicking we got last week. So that obviously plays a part. But then to come on in this game, that injection of pace on the wings, like you say, and up front.
Well, Linfield
today, he's had a good game in respect to that. No one's going to care about the overall performance
afternoon.
They're going to think about is the final score. And that's a very, very important point we've had here this afternoon.
Of course it is.
And the other thing is as well, those goals that we've scored this afternoon, all of them have been gritty, determined. And a lot of correspondence we had in today has been about, oh, the fight's gone out of FC United. There's no fight in this team. That was a gutsy. Every goal was gutsy. If you compare them to the jammy goals, and we're not being biased, the jammy goals that Boston got this afternoon, I think we can't look a gift horse in the mouth. That was
I didn't care about the performance necessarily today. I wanted to get a result. But when we were 3-0 down, you start caring about the performance because the performance was not good enough.
Yeah.
To come back and to get a point out of the game, then you're thinking, right, we'll take that, brilliant, let's get back to Gainsborough on Tuesday and let's try and secure 3 points there. And if we can do that, as I say, I think between 49 and 51 points are going to be the sort of like the cut-off point to stay up this season. We're on what now? We're 38. A couple of games been played today that affected us. A couple of teams got battered and so on and so forth. So everyone at half-time, from the supporters and teams below us, would have been thinking, brilliant.
Yeah.
And now they're thinking, oh, blooming heck, FC are back a little bit. They've got a bit of bite in them. So, really, really good. I mean, it's great to get a goal right at the end like that. After, as I say, I think a very, very poor refereeing performance. And I think some of the decisions that he made this afternoon were dreadful.
I'll just read out these two.
And didn't help.
I'll just read out these two pieces of correspondence and then we're going to get off, because otherwise I don't think we'll make Tuesday. Paul, last time we came back to get a 4-all draw, we went on an unbeaten run. Remember when that was? Was that Nantwich? It's Worksop.
I can't remember, Ben. My brain stopped.
It was 4-all.
My brain stopped.
Let us know, Paul, because Stato Paul's left and we don't know anything about FC United.
Oh, Dave Smith. I wish we had. We'd be fine.
Matt Williamson, not being home for a month, two now in a week, 12 points off 50. If the fight's back, survival can be achieved. Spending more before Christmas. He's right, we were there.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. What, we're going to run.
We're going back to the MPL days. It works up, was it?
Well, a nice bit of hot Vimto would be wonderful.
Shall we go?
We're going to go. I mean, ordinarily after a game like this, we would stick around, but we've got to put the stuff away, and it is very, very cold. You'll enjoy the scenes if they're shown from their TV, because it was raucous all down below us. It was good fun. Everyone's jumping around. But the funniest thing was
He's off again. We were going, and now he's... Go on, sorry.
No, what made me laugh
I'm enjoying this balcony, by the way.
What made me laugh it was watching the steward run the full length of the pitch to try and...
Get Joel Logan off.
Get Joel Logan. And then he had to turn around and said, no, he's a player. All right, okay.
And that's the other thing we should say, for those people who missed the Tom Greaves interview last night on the Friday Night Shindig, Joel Logan will be back in training in the next week. So this has been FC Live, brought to you by constructivecody.com and the Armchair Armour, and it's now time for the Swampy wrap-up.
Well, we came here this afternoon, most people thinking that perhaps it was a game that was going to be called off the morning on the M62, going across the wonderful, delightful Saddleworth Moor. Well, it promised snow, blustery showers, and something a bit interesting. And as we were driving down here this afternoon, with the coach actually rattling from left to right, Ben had one seatbelt on, wanted to put the other seatbelt on at one stage, but couldn't. And we thought, well, it's going to be
one.
No, it wasn't the fact. And I'm doing a wrap-up,
so you're supposed to shut up. I'll be quiet.
We got here, and through a snowstorm, FC United took to the pitch. And, well, to be honest, they were like snowmen. Statues for much of the first 45 minutes. There was no quality, there was no fluidity, there was no good passing, and found themselves convincingly being drugged by 3-0. The goals themselves, to be honest, the first goal was very poor defending. The second goal was a little bit fortuitous, to say the very least, with a shot from some distance deflecting off a couple of people, and FC's goalkeeper slipping in the sand and not being able to get across to it. And the third, again, a penalty, a soft penalty, but the overall play from FC United and Manchester in the first 45 minutes was just well below par, and in fact very, very similar to where we've been playing on and off in the last month or so. Second half, well, there was not much to really think about. There was not much really positivity from ourselves. We didn't expect much. We had a bit of a comedy, funny 45 minutes, but we get one back with Rivenfield. And then, well, perhaps if FC got something in the locker, well, they make it 3-2 a little bit later in the game after a couple of substitutions, and you think you're right back in the game. And then a sickening free kick, and one that was aimed into the penalty area, goes into the top corner. Not a lot you can do with that. 4-2, you think game over. And, well, not with FC United and Manchester. The fight was on, and they got one back to make it 4-3. And then on the dying seconds of the game, where the assistant referee or the referee put up four, there was 4 minutes to go, primarily because there was quite a lot of... well, there's quite a few players, certainly one in particular from Boston, that spent most of the game on the floor when he didn't have the ball at his feet. Four additional minutes, and... Alisson came up from the back, charged into the penalty area as the ball came across. Well, he just made a bit of a nuisance to himself, and it came off, I don't know, one part of Linfield to make it 4-4. The referee then played another, what, minute and a half, put everyone out of the misery, and it remained 4-4. So FC leave Boston, and on this very cold afternoon here, head back to the Republic of Mancunia with a point in the bag, with a game on Saturday, on Tuesday against Gainsborough, and hopefully within a week FC United will be safe and we can look forward to next season and Salzburg. Well, we weren't expecting this, ladies and gentlemen. We were about to pack up, as you know, and he shouts from afar, Swampy, you're doing the view now. Ooh, ooh. It was like, what's that programme? What was it? Little Kez. And anyway, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Well, Tom, listen, thanks very much for coming up after the game. FC put you through the ringer a lot of times, and, 8 goals in a game. A lot to prove from last week. Yep. After we discussed the performance against Harrogate. Tell me your thoughts, and then we'll pick the bones out of it.
Obviously, didn't get off to a great start. It was a difficult conditions out there, and we didn't play the conditions well at all. We played a lot better going into the wind, and so did Boston, to be fair. So we found ourselves a couple of goals down early on, but we never don't believe we can get back into games. Even at Harrogate last week, we're 3-0 down at half time. We still believe we could get something out of the game. So we don't die. We keep going and we keep going. We change up at half time. Sam came off, he got a little bit of a knock, and put Jamal on, give him a chance to run at them, especially going into the wind. So we've just dug deep. Spoke to the lads at half time, said, look, we need a big reaction here. We need a big 45 minutes. And they give us it. I'm proud of every single one of them.
Well, I mean, I've known you for a long time, and you know, we've done interviews on many occasions, and when we play well, we'll always be the first to congratulate the team. I think from a personal perspective and from the radio perspective, that first 45 minutes was just not an FC performance.
No, near.
We looked at the team. We thought, well, you've gone for experience today, opposed to bringing the youth in.
Yeah.
Is that going to work? Are we going to achieve anything in that game? And as you say, for that first 45 minutes, you know, last week we conceded after 6 minutes. Well, we went one better by, you know, we halved that, and we were actually two down by 7 minutes this afternoon. You know, we look from the game up here, and again, you know I'm open and honest, and, you know, the supporters know how we feel about this football club, and always want them to do well. We looked at the first 45 minutes, and the shape of the team was absolutely awful from up here. You just couldn't see any cohesion or anything like that. So it's hard, really, for you, isn't it? Because, you know, we were asked a question earlier on by the gentleman from the opposing radio station, and I said, look, when a manager's come in, very little experience at all, has no money to deal with anything, and he's got to just work with what he's got, it's a very hard thing to do. So you're earning your coin on the pitch as a player and your half-time team talks, but the first 45 minutes were just not good enough, surely.
Nowhere near, and every single one of us will hold our hands up and say that we're nowhere near. It's something that we've got to speak about. Another one to forget, but a great second half. You don't score four goals in a half without playing well, and it just shows that the character in there. We've got some big characters, we've got some good players, and I know some people doubt some of our lads, but we don't. We believe in every single one of them, and we feel that we've got the right set of lads to get us out of this trouble. But like you say, we don't have £500-600 a week to go get a 40 goal a season striker, and we've got what we've got at the minute, and I believe in every single one of us, and they believe in each other, and that's the way we're going to get out of this.
I mean, what do you put it down to? I mean, that first 45, I mean, you know, the body shape of everybody eventually, you know, when you're 3-0 down, it disappeared. We can't put a pass together, really. I mean, I know the conditions, we thought in the first half, the conditions when we were looking at it, we said, well, they suit us, really, in the respect of the ball when we're taking it from our own area. It's getting to the halfway line. But what we noticed was our midfield weren't even looking at the ball. The defence was ready for it, but the midfield was still running with the face away from it, and when they turned around, the ball was going back, and there's little simple things, but we've been on such a bad run of form.
Yeah,
we said before, and I'm sure you would have said, you don't care how you get anything today, you don't
don't
care if it had been backs of the walls for 93 minutes.
No, not at all.
And it's up for the backside and you get a point, or you win the game. So that's what we've taken the positive out of. You have to take the positive out of it.
Of course we have. We didn't play the conditions well. We didn't play well in the first half. A lot of times when we tried to hit the channels, it was just running out of play, and that's why it suited us a little bit better in the second half. The work rate wasn't there, and when you do go a goal down and the luck's not quite with you, you do see people sinking to the shells a little bit, and that is why we went with the experienced lads today, in a hope that they would stand tall and stand tough. And in the second half they did, and got to give credit to the lads who came on. I thought Jamal caused problems. Gerard got his goal. Kingy got his goal. I was super pleased with Craig Linfield as well today. A goal, assist, and he worked his socks off.
He did work his socks off, and I'm glad he didn't quite make connection with the player down here that went to the game. That would have been a three-match ban.
I was going
to
say that leads us on to a point you can't really answer, but we'll make the point. The referee this afternoon, what do you make of some of the kidology elements that's been going on this afternoon? Or have you noticed it from where you were?
To be fair, sometimes we've got to be a little bit more disciplined in some of the little fouls like that. You've got to stand on your feet. You've got to run the extra 5 yards.
Well, that's
I'm not going to comment on the referee's performance because
the obvious point is actually the incident in the first 20 minutes of the game where a certain play for them that we've mentioned quite a lot. We've had a crowdfunder for him because basically he can't stand on his feet. Has actually took a swing at the back of the head of Kay and then kicked him.
Yeah,
in front of the referee and in front of the assistant.
Yeah, it didn't seem very consistent today. And we go away, we assess our performances, we have a talk about it. So I hope they do the same.
Yeah, I think that was good. That's very, yeah, very good. Yeah, well,
some form of media training for an answer like that's amazing.
You never know, but I mean, but as you say, I mean, you know, the referee's inconsistency in that game wasn't the reason why we were 3-0 down at half time.
No, not at all.
But we've addressed that, which is fine. Listen, we've got something out of nothing. The work rate, and I think you're right, I think Linfield in the second half certainly did very, very well. First half, like most players, he was ineffectual because the way they were structured, you changed.
Yeah, that was a hole for us today.
You changed it second half, and we went back to a more of a structured way of playing. And as you say, when Jamel came on, that little bit of pace and that splitting pass from Irwin, perhaps you wouldn't have thought of that if you didn't know that the likes of the pace of Jamal was there.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And, you know, he created that goal and you think, you know, there's an opportunity.
Yep.
And the goals we took were well-taken goals.
Yep.
And if you compare theirs, I mean, the first goal was very poor defending from us. Second one, two deflections. After the poor defending, but two deflections from distance and the goalkeeper slipping on the sand.
We've got to deal with that earlier.
The third, a very soft penalty.
Very soft penalty.
You know, and the fourth, a free kick that should have never been a free kick in the first place, and it goes into the top corner.
Yeah.
And it's not even meant to go into the top corner. So you look at their goals compared to ours, you know, we've battled and worked really hard for them.
Yeah,
does that help? Those kind of jammy goals and jammy decisions. Does that, like,
well, just when you look
at
it,
do you know what I mean? Because I noticed, you know, we were a bit dead and buried, but then for about 5 minutes after that penalty, we were there was a lot more impetus in midfield. Was that a positive in a way?
Sometimes it can be, yeah. I mean, people take different things from different situations. We've just got to concentrate on ourselves and get triggers a little bit earlier to make us come out. We seems to be two or three goals down before we start doing anything on the pitch at the minute, which is a big problem. But hopefully that second half performance now can be taken into Tuesday night. We've scored four goals. We've been lacking goals in the last four or five games, so obviously that's a massive positive to take out of it.
And you've taken also the fact that you've got the two players that you brought in specifically to score goals, Kingy and Garner, and they've both got off the mark.
Yeah.
And I've got to say specifically, I thought Garner's header, because he's going back on himself.
Yeah, he's
and
got
he's
it well.
Back across.
Yeah, brilliant goal.
Excellent. That's going to do their confidence.
Absolutely,
are good.
Yeah.
The team now, I mean, we'll be back on the bus with you. We know, I mean, you take this very, very seriously, this managerial job. You take what's at stake at the club very, very seriously.
Yep.
And in the last three games that we've had away from home, there's been no music on the way back. It's been very subdued.
Yeah,
that feels like a victory today now. So there probably will be a little bit more, you know, happiness
on
the team was going back.
As a 4-4 draw, Boston will be in the dressing room absolutely devastated, throwing a 3-goal lead away, but our lads are acting like they've won the World Cup, so that's just how football can change. And hopefully we take that into Tuesday night, we can go get on the ball on confidence and go score more goals and win the game.
And on that, the one thing we got to look forward to is Ben's never sang karaoke. Although we have to win first before karaoke.
I'm not sure.
You're lucky.
One more game. Sid Barrett is.
Leamington. Leamington away, Ben. You will be singing when we beat Leamington. But listen, as always, thanks very much, my friend.
Cheers, Ben.
On a rather brisk afternoon.
We'll
see you back on the coach and
you will.
We'll have a little bit of a chat.
Cheers, fellas.
So there you go.
FC United manager Tom Greaves there speaking to FC Live following FC United's 4-4 draw at Boston United on Saturday. To find out now where that result leaves FC United in the league table and for all the other results from Saturday afternoon in the National League North, it's over to Marv Willers for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Well, thank you, Cockers, and hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. So, what an end to a game that was. That 4-4 draw for the Reds moves them up a place to 18th, now 4 points from the relegation zone. But with sides all around us still with games in hand, a big week for FC United to come then. Tuesday's opponents, Gainsborough Trinity, they remain in danger following a 3-2 home defeat to Stockport County, while Tamworth also remain in relegation contention following an excellent 1-1 draw with Harrogate Town. Seemingly making their way out of relegation danger is Leamington. They've moved 7 points clear of the drop zone following a fine 1-0 win against Nuneaton Town. But it's looking like curtains for North Ferriby, who lost 6-0 at Darlington. And that concludes this week's edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Farewell, everybody.
Thanks, Marv. FC United return to action this week with two crucial home matches at Broadhurst Park. Firstly, on Tuesday evening, FC United will be hosting fellow relegation-threatened Gainsborough Trinity. Kick-off on Tuesday in North Manchester will be at 7:45pm. And then on Saturday at 3pm, the Reds will be hosting Bradford Park Avenue. The club needs as many supporters as possible to attend both games and cheer the Reds on to league survival. So please make sure you get yourself to that football ground. Admission admission for supporters is pay on the gate, £10 for adults, £6 concessions, £3 under 18s. But as always, if you cannot make the match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Tuesday evening from 7:30pm and on Saturday afternoon from 2:30pm on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And that's the end of This Club Is My Club for this week. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 9am and 12:30pm on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05pm on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.